Well, my friends, another tragedy, this time targeting Jews down in Washington, D.C., and it was a far-left radical activist we now know who is the one who gunned down two beautiful young kids about to start their lives just because he didn't like their religion, because he didn't like Israel, because he didn't like America, because he doesn't like Western civilization. And what happened was he targeted an event that was being run by the American Jewish Committee. This is an organization that locally I'm very involved with. And joining us now on the Warrior Injury Law Studio line is Regina Sassoon Freeland, who's the director of the local branch of the American Jewish Committee. Thanks so much for being with us today.
Thank you for having me, Ari.
So why don't you tell us what this event was that this guy decided to target?
So this was an annual event for AJC's young leadership. It was geared towards young Jewish professionals, and it's called the AJC Young Diplomats Reception. It was being held at the Capitol Jewish Museum in Washington, D.C., and it really brings together the young Jewish professionals and members of the worldwide diplomatic community. There were representation from about 20 other embassies from across the world. And the nature of the evening was a conversation on humanitarian diplomacy and how you could get a coalition of organizations working together in response to the humanitarian crises that are happening throughout the Middle East and North Africa, which they sometimes refer to as just the MENA region, and to do so without going through the terror organization Hamas.
Right. So if we're talking about getting rid of Hamas, this is yet another example where we're talking about peaceniks who are being targeted. I mean, these people were trying to solve the humanitarian crisis. And it reminds me of what happened on October 7th, where Hamas literally attacked the people who were at a festival of peaceniks. They went after kibbutzes that are usually removed from this kind of stuff and were peaceniks. And once again, they're targeting the very people who are the ones who are saying, hey, we got a humanitarian crisis here. Hey, we got an issue here in Gaza. We want to address it. And that's who they decide to kill because it didn't matter to them. They just want to kill Jews.
That's exactly right.
Unbelievable. Absolutely unbelievable, yet not surprising. So, okay, you have all these diplomats here, and these two particular ones were from the Israeli consulate, or the Israeli embassy, excuse me. They were looking to get married next year. Apparently, the young man was going to be proposing to this young lady when they went back to Jerusalem next week. This makes it all the more tragic. And yet, we have this guy from the far, far left. He doesn't have an Arab name. He doesn't have a Muslim name. This is a guy who's from the far radical left. And I don't think people realize how much this has invaded our companies, how much this has invaded our schools, our universities, because this is a product of that radical socialist ideology where they put together the chanting for Hamas while chanting for all their other progressive ideology checkpoints.
Yes, and I think that I don't know how many more of these we need, because unfortunately they're happening more and more. But you just want to shake the world and tell them this is what, when they chant globalize the Intifada, this is exactly what it looks like. This is globalizing the Intifada. It's right here, and people need to wake up and pay attention that this violence cannot be separated from all of the dangerous rhetoric that fuels hate and conspiracy theories against Jews. And I think we need to just be very clear what happened to this couple. Like you're saying, leaving a Jewish event last night was just plain anti-Semitism.
I mean, Regina, you've seen the stuff that's happening on the streets of Seattle. You've seen the stuff happening at the University of Washington. The organizations that this guy was a member of are all the same ones that are operating here. They're the same ones chanting on the campuses. They're the same ones blocking Jews on campuses. And yet it seems like nobody around here, whether they're elected officials or whether they are the people running the universities, gives a damn about it or wants to do anything about it.
I mean, we saw this go on for way too long. And I'm glad that with what happened on May 5th, that the university did the right thing that night, swiftly and unequivocally. The thing is, that has to be maintained. That can't be a passing thing. Everyone, all the leadership in this area, I mean, it's not just this area, it's around the country and it's worldwide. They must act in the same fashion. It has to be swift, unequivocal, and it can't be tolerated in any way, shape, or form, because this is what it leads to. When people are chanting slogans about murder and they're taking the side and deifying, essentially deifying terrorists, and they're marching in the streets, calling for violence. This is the outcome we get. And I might have mentioned this to you when I joined your shows shortly after October 7th, but one of the things that I think we have to keep stressing here, though we shouldn't have to, but we do, is a comment I got right after the big rally on October 12th of 2023 at the University of Washington. And I think you probably got similar reactions. But I told people later that day that I was at a pro-Hamas rally on the UW campus. And I was corrected more than one time to say, no, you weren't at a pro-Hamas rally. You were at a pro-Palestinian rally. And I said, no. I know where I was. I know the headbands that I saw. I know the words that I heard. It was a pro-Hamas rally. And I think that we need to, as a society, stop fooling ourselves on what this is. This is aligning with terror groups, and this is giving social acceptance and validation to harming or murdering Jews wherever one finds them.
I think that's a very important point, because if any of these people are actually pro-Palestinian, they would want the end of Hamas, because they would say Hamas
exactly.
is the one that's putting these people at risk, using them as human shields. Instead, what are they doing? They're wearing their bandanas and they're chanting the same chants that the terrorists chant when they're attacking Israeli soldiers. Regina Sassoon Friedland, thank you so much for joining us today. Really do appreciate it.
Thank you, Ari. Appreciate the time.
Always a pleasure. We got a whole lot more to discuss as the show continues. You're listening to The Ari Hoffman Show on Talk Radio 570 KVI.